up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yep, another great old-time records for the next hour. Right here on your radio or your computer, your iPad, or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to the show this week. Welcome aboard. And we'll see what we can find to make the week a little more fun for you this week here on the Oompa Hour. Hey, 4th of July week this week. I don't know when you're hearing the show, but first week of July, one way or the other, I guess. And man, summertime is here, and all is well in Oompa Land, I guess. So now I feel like an Oompa Loompa in the Willy Wonka thing when I say Oompa Land, and I don't know if that's where they're even from. But anyway, let's just get the show rolling, shall we? The Joe Risitar Orchestra. This is the Polka Rock.
We're gonna rock, roll the polka tonight. 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 Well, all right, well, all right, well, all right, well, all right.
Yowzers, that's a pretty rowdy show opener there, huh? Joe Risitar Orchestra there, the Polka Rock here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. All these great old-time records we're going to play for you during the show this week, like we do every week. So glad to have you along with us. Now here's another one that's got a kind of a weird title. Eddie Habat and his orchestra, and let's do the Waddling Duck Polka, shall we?
Thank you.
Well, now that is a pretty energetic waddling duck there, huh? Eddie Habat and the orchestra and the Waddling Duck Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. If you've never heard the show before and you're like, what the heck is going on there? This is what we do every week. We get together and we actually play polka records on the record player for an hour. So you hear a lot of records. A lot of great old-time music you don't normally hear may not be on a CD or a DVD or any sort of a digital thingamajobber out there. So you got to play the old records to hear them. Or it could just be ones that, you know, you can get on a CD because they've been reissued or something, but you still just don't hear them very often. So we're digging out the oldies. That's why it's your old-time oldies show. It's all old-time music, and it's all oldies. They're all off genuine records here on the show each and every week. Now, this one kind of freaks me out, this next record, just because the label on the record. I have the Jersey Express to do Early Morning Polka, because that's what it says on the record. In fact, both sides are labeled that way. So somebody, you know, when they were printing out the label, had the titles and had the at the end, like you would do sometimes when you're alphabetizing. So this is Early Morning Polka, technically, but we all know that it's really the Early Morning Polka. Anyway, here's the Jersey Express on Tim Zumpa Hour. Jersey Express and Early Morning Polka, and they probably hate that I'm making fun of that right now. This record is, of course, at least 35 years old. So who knows, but somebody was responsible for, I'm sure the record company itself just pressed them up and followed the instructions, but kind of weird anyway. All right, we got Cousin Fuzzy coming up here in a little bit. Also, Bobby Vinton coming up in the show this week. And I have not played a Bobby Vinton record here on the Oompa Hour for a long, long time. And I came across a Bobby Vinton 45 I forgot I had, so I grabbed it. Actually, it's been sitting on a pile on my desk for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I've been meaning to grab it and play it on the show, and I keep forgetting. And yesterday I was like, hey, there's that Bobby Vinton record, so I brought it up here so I could be sure to play it this week. So that's coming up, too. But I do want to mention a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay them a visit if you're in the area. You have the opportunity to do so. I think you'll enjoy it. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. And now during the summertime, of course, they have a lot of activity activities, a lot of events going on, and I really encourage you to visit their website at worldofaccordions.org and take a look at the event schedule, because maybe there's something coming up that you would like to participate in or go watch or enjoy. They have jam sessions and concerts and workshops and festivals and fundraisers and all sorts of stuff. And also, and I try to remember to mention this every week, one of the few places on the planet that has an actual accordion and concertina repair school, accredited school to learn to repair and maintain these amazing instruments. All sorts of memorabilia on display, music available, historical information, all sorts of great stuff. Check them out. It is a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Pay them a visit if you find yourself in the area, all right? All right, back to the old-time music here. Cousin Fuzzy and the Cousins, of course. Here's the Doughboy Polka. There you go. It's Cousin Fuzzy and the Cousins. That's the Doughboy Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And you probably have noticed that I am doing the show this week, which means I did survive last week my chainsawing experience. I'm sure I mentioned that last week, that we had some trees that had fallen last year, and I bought a chainsaw. It was across the driveway and across the front entryway, and you couldn't move the tree. It was a great big, I don't know what kind of tree it was. It was a big tree. And I suppose the trunk or whatever was, what, maybe not a couple of feet around, but pretty darn big anyway. But and the last time I chainsawed anything was 30 years ago, and it was a little puny, practically toy chainsaw. And I thought, well, we could pay a guy, or I could just go buy one and did it. And I did it! And I survived, and I feel I've expanded my base of knowledge and my abilities now, so the next time a tree falls down, we can chop it up. So, man, those are scary things, though. If you have to chainsaw and you've never done it before, man, be careful. Those things are scary. So there's my valuable health and safety tip for you this week. Also, don't be chainsawing if you've been drinking beer, or anything else for that matter, which leads us into a jolly Stan Lee record called the Don't Drink My Beer Polka.
even take my mother-in-law. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer. You can have my Cadillac, drive it away, don't bring it back. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer. You can have my money, even have my honey. You can have my bank account, go ahead, take any amount. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer. Even have my honey. You can take my diamond ring, even take the song I sing. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer.
Jolly Stan Lee, Don't Drink My Beer Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and remember, you can always get in touch with me here at the Oompa Hour if you'd like to request a song or have a question about a song, would like me to try to find a song or a band or whatever. You can always do that. It's the email's very simple. It's just oompahour at AOL.com. We'll get the job done. And I love to answer the emails, and even if you want to tell me I've been pronouncing some band's name wrong for the last 3 years, that's fine, too. Just oompahour at mail.com. Also on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you'll find it there. So by all means, look us up and give us a like, all right? Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman up next. You know this is a good record because this one is in compatible stereo. Remember that? When mono was kind of going out and stereo was coming in, if you played a new stereo record on an old mono record player, it would wreck the grooves in the record until they kind of worked out some of the kinks there. And then they came out with stereo records that were safe to play on your monaural record players, too. And this is one of those, actually. Obviously from Texas, Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman. Here's the charming Katie Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Sobie uprawić mam. Tuzi na tebe Kaczenko raha si wspominam. Bez tebe mila sem tak celi opuszczeni. Czekam na ten den, aż bude mi pak swoi. Draha zlata kačko, to bude snídat a snídaničko. Rána se probudí, kačenko roztomila.
it there, the charming Katie Polka, Harry Czarnik, and the Texas Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, I promised you that we were going to play a Bobby Vinton record this week, and the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. Somehow, I just never seemed to think to play a Bobby Vinton record, and I stumbled across a 45 of Bobby doing the Beer Barrel Polka, and I thought, yeah, we better get that into the show this week. And now, it's from 1975. This record's from 1975. Now, that doesn't seem very old, because a lot of these records we play go back to the 50s, even a few back to the 40s. And I was like, ah, and I realized that's 41 years ago, right? For Pete's sake. So, don't let it make you feel old now, all right? Just get up and dance. Bobby Vinton, here we go. It's the Beer Barrel Polka. By the way, they call Bobby the Polish Prince, you know. Melody of Love was like his hugest record. But yeah, he had a lot of hit records. He did a lot of great old-time music. And here he is with the Beer Barrel Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour.
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of Polish people. When they play the polka, they all get
practically a disco record, for Pete's sake. Bobby Vinton there with the Beer Barrel Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. That's a little, like, wah-wah guitar thing going on at the beginning of that one. That was a little wild, huh? All right, now, you know, every show we always include a waltz, and I have Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks to fulfill that mission for us this week. Here's the Over the Three Mountains Waltz.
It won't be long till I am there. Then with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say, no more over three hills I'll stray.
Over the
oh my love song, it won't be long till I am there. Then with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say, no more over three hills I'll stray.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, I think they're messing with me now. Tell me that is not the Over the Three Hills waltz. It's Over the Three Mountains waltz on this one. They're messing with us, I'm telling you. Anyway, more to come here on Tim Zumpa Hour. What do we got coming up? I said to myself a little bit ago, I said, gosh, when's the last time we played a German Schottisch on the show? And I answered to myself, it's been a really long time. I did. I answered myself from over there. So here's the Merle Petrick Orchestra. This is a German Schottisch. That's the name of the song. I'm not kidding. It says German Schottisch right on the record. Here's Merle. The Merle Petrick Orchestra, the German Schottisch here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Spinning these records like a crazy guy this week, like we do every week here on the show. And if you've never joined us before, by golly, thanks for climbing aboard the old Oompa Hour polka train here. And I just made all that up. The polka train, that sounds like a fun thing. You know, they have polka cruises. A lot of bands and musicians sponsor a polka cruise. You could have a polka train. Now the ideas are rolling in my head here. You could have the Oompa Hour Polka Train. We could sell some tickets, get a band. It could be a wild time. And while I think about how ridiculous that is, here's Walter Solik and the orchestra, Who Stole the Kishka?
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole my kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, someone call a cop.
Round, firm, fully packed, it was hanging on a rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Hey, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, who's got the kishka, won't you bring it back?
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole my kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, someone call a cop.
You can take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa, you can take my blue suede shoes, bring back the kishka.
Hey, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka,
who's got the kishka, won't you bring it back? Stole a kishka, someone stole my kishka, someone stole a kishka from my butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, who stole the kishka, someone call a cop.
Someone found my kishka, someone found the kishka, someone brought the kishka and put it on a rack.
Hey, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, someone brought it back.
So listen, I didn't done it.
I didn't done it. There you go. Walter Solik at his orchestra. Who stole the kishka? And we're just rocking out the old-time records here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And Ralph Hutmaker next. I haven't heard this one for a while. There's a couple different versions of this one, actually. It's the 1010 Polka, and it was actually written for and dedicated to the polka station that I worked at in St. Paul about 40 years ago or maybe more. It was WMIN 1010, Happy Music for Happy People station in St. Paul back then. And Ralph Hutmaker had recorded the song called the 1010 Polka. This, I believe this version that I have on the 45 does not include the station's call letters in the song, but the album that I have over on the other shelf does. But this just happens to be the one I have today. Here's Ralph and the Boys and the 1010 Polka.
Polka, polka, made it just for you. Polka, polka, tan, tan, WJSW.
That's the older version, because WMIN was WJSW before they were WMIN. So vintage stuff there here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We keep the old-time records rolling here on the show every week. It doesn't matter how old they are. We just don't seem to care. All right, the Mark IV on the way next to the record player here. And this is kind of a medley. It's the Oh, How She Lied polka and the Don't Bother Me polka all jammed into one side of the record. So let's roll them here. It's the Mark IV on Tim's Oompa Hour. you have it. That's the mark for Oh, How She Lied and Don't Bother Me here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, over the course of time, there have been some all-girl polka bands from time to time. The Powder Puffs Orchestra comes to mind, but I don't have their record in my hand. I have Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls record in my hand, and a 45 with the smallest printing I have seen on a 45 in an awfully long time. What do I do with my... There's a magnifying glass somewhere in this studio. Hang on here, that I saved it. There it is. Hang on. It's back here behind the computer keyboard. All right, there we go. That I saved just for when I get these records with the teeny-weeny print from their album Heartfelt Polkas. This 45 has Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls doing the Heartbeat Polka. I was looking to see if we had a date on here, but no, it's got to be late 70s, early 80s. Renata Romanek lived in Cloquet, Minnesota at the time. Don't know if she still does, but they made this record at Aleatoric Records. That'd be Tom Rosinski's record label down in St. Paul. I love the sound of the records they made at that studio. Anyway, here's Renata and Girls, 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 and Heartbeat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. At the Heartbeat Polka, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, sitting here spinning the old-time records for you for another week like we always do. Don't forget, if you have a request, maybe you want a dedication. Somebody's got a birthday or an anniversary coming up. You know, we do have songs for that up there on the shelf. Shoot me an email at oompahour@aol.com, and we'll see what we can do for you. All right, Jolly Jokers are on the turntable. Here's the Pumpernickel Polka.
Nikopoka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band is playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
We go, Jolly Joker's doing the old Pumpernickel Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Still a few songs to go in this week's show. Eddie Zima and the orchestra coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, here we go. Eddie Zima and the orchestra and Sunday Afternoon. Sunday afternoon polka. That's the song, not the not what day you're listening to the show. Although you could very well be listening on a Sunday afternoon, depending what station you happen to be listening to. That's the thing with the Oompa Hour. We are all across the country. We are from Florida to Washington to Pennsylvania to Wisconsin to Texas and out to San Francisco. We are just all over the place with the old time music here. And the country Cabin Boys are next, featuring T.K. Smith on the solo. This is the Wounded Knee Polka. The Wounded Knee Polka, the Country Cabin Boys, T.K. Smith on the guitar. I like that one. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, we find ourselves, what do they say, poised on the horns of a dilemma here, because we are really close to being out of time, and I don't know that I could really stick another song in here without going over our allotted hour, which would just ruin the lives of some of the radio stations that are carrying our show this week. And I don't know, I don't know what, technically, the record that I have in my hand will not fit into this week's show. And I wasn't ready to quit yet, but darn it anyway, I suppose that in the interest of professional broadcasting and not overrunning our time, you know, it's not like this is the Academy Awards or something, that we should probably put the lid on it for this week here on the Oompa Hour. I don't know. I was getting carried away. I had too many songs picked out, and I guess we'll just hang on to them for next week because I could not squeeze in another one. I had enough time to jibber-jabber for another 30 seconds, but I didn't. The next record would have put us over time, and that would have been unprofessional. So, by golly, we're going to wrap it up for this week, but I already got a stack of records to start with next week, so we're in pretty good shape anyway. Happy 4th of July, everybody, if you're out there doing stuff. Be safe this week, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and a world of accordions in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!